Armstrong, and a very warm welcome to this special comedian's edition of Pointless Celebrities, the show where obvious answers mean nothing and obscure answers mean everything. Let's meet this evening's Pointless Celebrities. And couple number one.
Hello, I'm Alex Horn. I'm a comedian and a former child.
I'm Izzy Sutty. I'm a comedian, an actor and a self-certified knitting champion.
And couple number two.
Hi, I'm Marlon Davis and I'm one of those comedian people.
I'm Avril Vidal. I'm a former prison officer, so watch yourself.
Couple number three.
I'm Joel Dommett. I'm a stand-up comedian and I'm a friend of him.
James Acaster.
And finally, couple number four.
I'm Ellie Taylor. I'm a comedian and I once scored an own goal in basketball.
Hello, I'm Tom Allen, and I'm actually not as short as this pairing would have you believe.
Thank you very much, all of you. A very warm welcome to Pointless. Wonderful to have you with us. We'll chat a bit further throughout the show, of course, as it goes along. There's only one more person for me to introduce. He's the punchline to my well-crafted setup. It's my Pointless friend. It's Richard.
Hiya. Hey, everybody. Evening. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to this one. What a lovely lineup. Some of my favourite stand-up comics here. Some lovely people as well. Not many people have been on the show before. Izzy's been on before. Ellie's been on before. Neither of them got through to a final. Joel has never been on before, but we welcome him back. In the very early days of Pointless, Joel was one of the warm-up artists who used to look after the audience.
He's family.
And it's genuinely lovely to have you back. And
we're all
incredibly proud of everything you've done, Joel. So, I mean, it won't do you any good on the show, but you know that we're very... He was always too funny and handsome to just be... He was always going to be famous, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And Alex Horn on podium one. Now, Alex does a wonderful show on Dave. I'm sure you've seen it, Taskmaster. He's in charge of that, and I've done Taskmaster. And he put me through hell for, like, a long, long, long time. Anyway, welcome to the show, Alex.
Thank you, Richard.
Lovely to have you here.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Richard. Now, as today's show is a celebrity special, each of our celebrities is playing for a nominated charity, and therefore we are going to start off with a jackpot of £2,500. There it is. Right, if everyone's ready, let's play Pointless. Now, you all know this, obviously, but I'm just going to say it, just so it has been said, we can tick that box. It's the pair with the highest score at the end of each round that gets eliminated, the pair with the highest score. So you score low, you'll be fine. Best of luck to all four pairs. Our first category today is... television. Can you all decide in your pairs who's going to go first, who's going to go second? And whoever's going first, please step up to the podium. OK, and the question concerns... synonyms of TV series. Richard.
Yeah, on each board, we're going to show you seven names of TV series, but under different words. We're using synonyms. It'll mean the same thing, but the words will be different. We'll also show you the year that series first came out and someone who starred in that series, presenter or an actor. But what are these series, please? 14 in all to have a go at home. Good luck.
OK, so, yes, here's our first board of TV series, but written differently. Here they are, seven of them. Companions, Courtney Cox, 1994. The Area of Light After Sunset, Rod Serling, 1959. The Highest Voices in the Choir, Lorraine Bracco, 1999. Android, Esquire, Rami Malek, 2015. Playing with Ceremonial Chairs, Amelia Clark, 2011. Exclusively Nincompoops and Ponies, David Jason, 1981. And Chin Chin, Ted Danson, 1982. Let me read all of those again. Companions. The Area of Light After Sunset, The Highest Voices in the Choir, Android, Esquire, Playing with Ceremonial Chairs, Exclusively Nincompoops and Ponies, and Chin Chin. There we are. Alex, welcome to Pointless.
Thank you.
Great to have you here, Alex.
It's lovely to be here, Amanda.
Shall we talk about the horn section?
Oh,
go back to the beginning of the horn section. Where did it start? How did it come to
Well, I got the job because my surname, of course, is Section. No, it's Horn. I grew up with two little boys. I was also a little boy, and they became jazz musicians, and I became a comedian. So people had never done music and comedy before in history. So we were the first to do that. And It's better. Comedy and music is better than one or the other, sometimes.
They're good musicians, right? I mean, they can really do
yes,
their stuff.
Yes, we are. Yeah. So people think I'm a musician now because of it, and I'm not, and I so enjoy that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I've got grade two hair. I just thought of that. That's a joke, isn't it? Is that a joke?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I've got grade two hair.
Anyway, Alex.
Yes.
Look at these. Synonyms for TV
series.
I was
looking at them. Yes.
Well, what do you want to go for?
Well, I'm not going to take a risk at this early stage, so I'm going to go for the third one, the highest voices in the choir, please. Sopranos.
Sopranos, says Alex. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many of our 100 people said Sopranos. It's right. It's a good answer. There we are. 26, Alex. Very well done indeed. Guess we've got fine stuff. 26 for Sopranos.
Well played, Alex. Lovely start. Yeah, Lorraine Bracco, she was originally offered the part of Tony Soprano's wife, but turned it down, and they offered her the role of the therapist, in which she is very good.
Mm. Thank you very much indeed. Marlon, welcome to Pointers. Very good to have you here. Now, as a stand-up,
yeah,
what would be your absolute dream venue?
It'd probably be downstairs.
Yeah.
Somewhere. That's how it works.
Downstairs, one yeah. floor.
Downstairs, so it's like a secret. You're creeping, you're going downstairs.
Okay.
So it's the best
like
comedy.
Like a cellar gig.
Yeah, I would say so.
And you're on a slight platform that big or that big?
No, you've got to be on the same level as them.
Same. Oh, that's good.
I think that's
so
important.
So they can't necessarily see you?
If the light's on, they can.
Marlon.
Yeah.
Synonyms of TV series. What would you like to go for?
I'm going to go with companions. Friends.
Friends, says Marlon. Let's see how many of our 100 people got friends. It's right. Down he goes, 63. 63 for friends.
And in that, I don't have exactly the same fact for every show, but it sounds like it, because Courtney Cox was originally supposed to be playing Rachel, and she said she didn't want to play Rachel, she wanted to play the other role that she played.
Yeah.
Which she called Monica.
Phoebe, Monica. Monica.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Monica, yeah.
Thank you very much, Joel. Welcome back.
I'm so excited to be here.
That's so nice. Because when... Oh, Joel.
Oh, Joel.
Thanks, guys.
Because when you didn't have tattoos, I think, when you were here.
Not so much, no.
No.
You know. Also, your teeth were a normal colour back then.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Remember that?
I've got Pointless tattooed across my shoulders. I loved it so
much. Yeah.
I remember the days. I used to come out here before the show and be like, OK, everyone has to be like, oh, and it goes down. And you're good to us today. You're good to us.
Oh, he's still got it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, now, Joel, synonyms for TV series.
Okay. I can't believe I'm playing it. I'm so excited. I'm gonna go with a bold choice, what I think would be a bold choice. I'm gonna go Android Esquire, which I believe is Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot. Says Joel. Let's see how many of our 100 people went for Mr. Robot. It is Mr. Robot. Our high score at the moment is 63, our low score is 26. You passed the high score, you passed the low. Danny Middleweek, very well done indeed. Our first single digit score, Joel. Very well done indeed.
I mean, you can take the boy out of Pointless, but very well played, Joel. Yeah. He had to have, he plays a hacker in that series, Rami Malek, had to have typing lessons. So he couldn't
really?
Type. Yes, he does a lot of typing in it.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, Ellie, welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Pointless. See, I've never done stand-up, so I'm curious to know. When you go out onto that big stage, what do you have in your back pocket if they're a really tough crowd? Do you have, like, as a ripcord bit of material that you think, right, I'm going to chuck this at them, this will bring them in?
No, I don't. That's a really good idea. No, I don't. I just tend to plough on and sort of try some other things, see how it goes. Sometimes they just won't like you. You don't like them sometimes.
Sometimes, that's true.
Or you get funny tweets about people complimenting you on strange things. I had one person once say, I think you dealt with the lighting very well. What every comedian wants to hear.
Now, Ellie, what would you like to go for? This board is all yours.
I am going to go for playing with ceremonial chairs, which is Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, says Ellie. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many of our 100 people said Game of Thrones. It's right. 63 is our high score at the moment. You still pass that. Down it goes. Oh, look at that. That's 28. Very well done indeed.
Not bad.
28 for Game of Thrones.
Well played, Ellie. We haven't uncovered the best answer on the board, funnily enough. Mr. Robot, 8 points, but there's a 7-pointer on the board, and that is the area of light after sunset, which is...
Twilight.
Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone, of course, yes. Yeah.
Twilight,
yes.
Yes. 7 points, well done. If you said that, exclusively nincompoops and ponies.
Only fools and horses.
Only fools and horses. Would have scored you 55, and this is a nice clue, chin-chin.
Cheers.
But cheers, yeah. Cheers would have scored you 42.
Well, we'll have a quick look at those scores. We're halfway through the round, by the way. Let's have a recap. So, Joel and James, well done. 8. Very strong indeed, Mr. Robot. Then 26, where we find Alex and Izzy.
Thank you. Good stuff.
28 is where we find Ellie and Tom. Now then, Marlon and Ava. A little bit ahead there on 63. So, Ava, we need a lovely low score from you in the next part. So, very good luck with that. We're going to come back down the line now. Can the second players please step up to the podium? OK, let's put 7 more synonyms of TV shows up on the board, and here they are. We have got WHIPPEDPOTATO, Alan Alda, 1972. The attractively youthful royal of Northwest Los Angeles, Alfonso Ribeiro, 1990. Anonymous physician, William Hartnell, 1963. Celestial Safari, Leonard Nimoy, 1966. Mislaid, Matthew Fox, 2004. The Jackson 5, Damian Lewis, 2001. And Submerged by 72 Inches, Francis Conroy, 2001. I'll read those synonyms again. WHIPPEDPOTATO, the attractively youthful royal of Northwest Los Angeles, anonymous physician, celestial safari, mislaid, the Jackson 5, and submerged by 72 inches. Tom. Welcome to Pointless. You're very, very smart, Tom.
This was a big deal for me. I got to come all the way to Elstree and Boreham Wood, and I thought, what a perfect time to wear my three-piece flannel suit. So, yeah, I like to make an effort.
Tom, there you are on 28. We want a score of 34 or less from you, and that will see you straight into the next round.
Just to check, so the game is basically...
Tom, you know what the game is.
I've watched it a couple of times. I like it, but it's off and on in the background. So, no offense. People are putting on a lasagna. My next question to you, Xander, is who are these 100 people?
They're amongst us. They're everywhere.
They're among what? They're audience.
No,
because
they
if it's these people, I have some great reservations. Okay, I'm going to go with anonymous physician William Hartnell, 1963. That would be your Doctor Who.
Doctor Who, says Tom. Here is your red line, Tom. Get below this red line with
so
Doctor
excited.
Who. And you are straight through to the next round. Let's see how many people said Doctor Who. It's right. Oh, it's good. Look at that. Daggers 42. That's great. Neat scoring as well. Takes your total up to a nice round 70. Very good.
Well played, Tom. That should see you safely through. Yeah, William Hartnell trained as a boxer and a jockey before becoming an actor.
Wow. Well, presumably jockey first, then boxer. That's the...
He combined the two. Yeah, he used to fight horses. Really. Well, you know what? Different times.
Yeah.
Different times, weren't they?
Yeah. Thank you very much indeed. James.
Yeah?
A very warm welcome. It's good to have you here, James. He's not for everyone, but he's a good lad and he works hard. Those are your dad's words.
My dad tweeted that, yes.
Yeah. As you can see, James, you have a very particular persona on stage. When you first did stand-up, was that how you did it? Or did you... Because that takes a lot of guts to go
I came out fully formed and ready to go.
Yeah.
And this is actually my second week of being a comedian. And it's going well. it took me a while, you know. Got to hone a diamond. And that's what I want my comedy to be like a box of jewellery. With those are jewels and some rings and like an old sentimental brooch that was given to you by a grandparent.
Okay, James, very good. Now, There you are, on 8. Listen, if you can score 61 or less, you are straight into the next round.
Fair play.
What are you going to go for?
I'm going to go for the Jackson 5. I'm going to say Band of Brothers.
You see?
Yes.
Band of Brothers, says James. Here is your red line. Let's see how far down the column we get with Band of Brothers. Very well done. Through you go. Five.
Yes.
On fire on podium 3 there. 13 is your total. Well done.
Well played, James. Terrific answer. Yeah, podium 3, a very impressive pairing there. Also, proof, finally, that you are 3 better than Joel Dommett, which is great.
I always suspected. I've been saying for a long time, yeah, and no one believes me.
I think a lot of people are coming to that conclusion now.
It's true. This has been a win-win situation for me. I'm on pointless, but I've also learned what synonym means.
Hey.
So, it's been a great day.
There you go.
Very proud of you, Joel.
Thank
you
mate.
Very much indeed. Richard, Ava, welcome to Pointless. Lovely to have you here.
Hi.
And you were, as you said in your introduction, you were a prison officer at Pentonville.
I was, yeah.
How long did you do that for?
I served 5 years.
Were you doing your stand-up at the same time?
No, but I learnt stand-up in prison because they keep shouting stuff at you and you have to shout back really quickly and... basically, they try to verbally abuse you and you verbally abuse them back and it's all great. And then there's a lawsuit and it's cool.
Talk about a tough crowd.
Well, they're not really, because they can't go anywhere.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Slash captive audience.
Audience.
Yeah, works both ways.
I've actually got something in common with James. You probably didn't know. We're actually both from Kettering.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Exactly, because I have the sense not to tell people.
Amazing. Ava, what would you like to go for? You have to score 6 or less. We're looking for a really obscure one.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if it's obscure enough, but I'm going to go for submerged by 72 inches. 6 feet under.
6 feet under, says Ava. There is your red line.
Wow.
It's quite a long way under. let's see how far down the column we get with 6 feet under. Always good. Oh, it's 20. It's a very good answer. Takes your total up to 83.
Yeah, it's a really good answer, Ava. Well played. Puts a lot of pressure on Izzy now on podium 1. No pressure, but that's a lot of pressure.
I only knew 3, and now I only know 2.
Oh, now, Izzy, welcome back to Pointless. Good to have you here again. Knitting.
I love knitting.
You knit, and you write while you're knitting.
I do.
Am I doing it right? Is that all right?
I write for a quarter of an hour, then I knit for like 5 hours and have a big break from writing.
And do you feel the ideas coming into nice, neat rows as you're knitting? Obviously.
It's very relaxing knitting.
Yeah.
I could knit the book, maybe, the next book.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Take a while.
It would.
Tough to publish. Yeah. now, Izzy, there you are, on 26. You have to score 56. 56 or less.
Okay.
Talk us through this board.
I know two. I'm going to go for mislaid because I think the asterisks in the top one give away more about what it is.
Okay,
that's so you're my logic.
No, I'm not. I can't fault that. You're going to say mislaid.
Yeah. Lost.
Lost, says Izzy. There we are. Here comes your red line. There it is. There's your red line. If you can get below that with lost, you're into round 2. Let's see how many of our 100 people said lost. It's right. You've done it. You have done it. Just 56. You needed 51. You've got 77 is your total. You are through to round 2. Very well done indeed.
It was a very good choice, because if you'd said mash, you would have scored 59 points. You'd be heading home. So very, very well done. Very good decision. The attractively youthful Royal of Northwest Los Angeles.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Look at this score, 8 points.
What?
Everyone knew that.
And Celestial Safari, not a huge score either.
Star Trek,
50 points for that. So MASH, actually, the highest scorer there. And Band of Brothers, James Acaster, best answer on the board. Well played.
That, very well done indeed. Thank you, Richard. So we are at the end of our first round. I can't bear it. I've got to say goodbye to one of our pairs. Ava and Marlon, it's been wonderful having you here.
Thank you.
Far too soon to be sending you
home. We lost to Lost.
I know, you lost.
I knew I should have gone with the black option. That's what I thought. I thought that's too obvious. I thought they put that up there to trick me on Marlon.
Come and play again, please. It's been lovely having you here. Ava and Marlon!
Thank you.
But for the remaining three pairs, it's now time for round two. Look at that, cruelly cut down to three pairs. And at the end of this round, it'll be down to two pairs. I know, Tom. But James and Joel, no worries for you. James, our lowest individual scorer, and James and Joel together, our lowest combined scorers, by a margin. So very, very well done. But well done to all of you. Lovely to have you with us still. Our category for round two this evening is Italian cookery. Can you all decide in your pairs who's going to go first, who's going to go second? And whoever's going first, please step up to the podium. OK, and our question concerns ingredients in pasta dishes. Ooh. Richard.
Yeah, we're about to show you the names of six recipes from the BBC Food website. Looking for any ingredient you will find in any of these recipes, please, apart from the pasta itself. So any ingredient you'll find in any of these recipes.
This is fun. So, these six recipes are going to stay up on the board for the whole round. We won't be changing them halfway through the round. We'll have none of that. You just shout out any ingredient that might be in any of these recipes when it comes to your turn. Here are the six recipes. Tom Kerridge's spaghetti bolognese, Rick Stein's mac and cheese, James Martin's penne carbonara, Gino De Campo's spaghetti all'arrabbiata, Anna Del Conte's linguine alla puttanesca, and Nigella Lawson's spaghetti vongole. I'll read those all again. Tom Kerridge's spaghetti bolognese, Rick Stein's mac and cheese, James Martin's penne carbonara, Gino De Campo's spaghetti alla arrabbiata, Anna Del Conte's linguine alla puttanesca, and Nigella Lawson's spaghetti vongole.
Can you do it again, but a bit faster, please?
Now then, Izzy, you just have to call out any ingredient that might be in one of those recipes.
OK. I can't remember whether it's ham or bacon in carbonara. Ham.
Ham, says Izzy. Ham. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many of our 100 people said ham. Oh, Izzy. I'm afraid not ham. Not ham in any of these recipes. That scores you 100 points.
Really? Yeah, sorry, Izzy. I'll give all the correct answers at the end of the pass, but no, you may not be the last 100 of the pass, judging by the looks on everyone else's faces.
Now then, Joel.
Right. Yeah, stretch it out, James, stretch it out.
Are we allowed to sit down?
Well, listen, you're not allowed not to, so I guess, you know.
You're not allowed not to?
Yeah.
So we have to sit down?
Pull up a pew horn.
Yep. Let's just all just sit down.
Let's sit down. I'd love that.
Oh, that's a nice photo.
That's a great photo.
Shall I take one as well?
Yeah, I think
so. I'll take one from this angle. There we go.
Come on in.
Pull up a seat.
Come on, pull up a view.
High time.
Just present it from here.
Oh, that's a lovely one. That's a lovely one.
God, it's really
hard
from here.
Anyway, that's all from us on Point This Tonight. That's lovely.
Nice, nice. Okay, come on. Come on. Okay, listen, you want to... You stay sitting down. You stay sitting down.
That's great.
I am going to come to you, Joel.
Okay, right. I'm going to go for another bold choice. Maybe I shouldn't because...
It's harder sitting down, isn't it?
It's harder sitting down.
I've said that for years. No one listens to me. It's much harder thinking sitting down. I should stand up, really. Should I stand up?
Try it. Go on.
You should sit
this
down.
This is great.
What do you do with your hands when you stand up?
You tell me. I don't. Now you understand. Mm. I do this. There we go. yeah, Joel. What would you like to go for?
This could be a mad one. But I think I'm going to go with Worcester sauce.
Okay. Worcester sauce, says Joel. Let's see how many of our 100 people said Worcester sauce.
No!
Well, what about that?
I'm standing up again.
That Izzy, that feels better, doesn't it?
I feel so much better.
We're really pleased. We're really pleased about that.
I really felt like it was in the spaghetti bolognese. I thought that was a good choice. I should have. An error. I'm so sorry to all my family.
Yeah, Worcester sauce is not a correct answer.
Tom,
Oh, is it us again?
Tom. Yes,
oh,
you, Tom.
It comes around so quick. It's like Christmas, isn't it?
I'm gonna sit down. No, but you must remain seated if you wish to.
I'd love that. I know quite a lot about cooking because I'm a bit smug. So I think that in a puttanesca, or as it's sometimes called, tart spaghetti by Adelia Smith, there is a saltiness in it which I would normally account to the presence of capers.
Ooh. Capers, we're going for capers. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many of our 100 people said capers. Capers is right. Capers is right. Down it goes. Very well done indeed, Tom. Look at that.
I'm rubbish. Do you know what it is? I got an A star in food technology GCSE.
No way.
I've never looked back. Well done. It's not a big deal. It's right.
Beautiful. And you're right, it is in the puttanesca as well. The
yes. Course.
There we are. What about that? Well, now, I tell you, should we go back to our places for our
I like
game?
How you pose that as a question when we all know you've been told in your ear, get them back standing up. This is stupid.
I can't believe we let that happen for so long.
Well, listen, let's have a little recap of the scores because it'd be hard to remember them. We have got our lowest score there, Tom. Well done, you. Tom and Ellie on one. Well done. Fantastic. And then.
I always knew papers would help me out in the end.
Then Joel and James and Izzy and Alex all tied on 100 there. So it is going to be between you, James, and you, Alex, to see who stays and who leaves at the end of this round. Very best of luck with that. We're going to come back down the line now. Can the second players please step up to the podium? OK, now, Ellie, remember, we are looking for any ingredient you would find in any of these recipes.
Mm. I was also thinking of puttanesca. But I was going to go for the other salty ingredient that I believe is in it, which I'm going to say is olives.
Olives. Olives. Says Ellie, here is your red line. If you get below that red line, you are into the head-to-head. Let's see how many of our 100 people said olives. It's right. Very good indeed, Ellie. Down that goes to eight. Fabulous. Single-digit total there of 9. Very well done on the
top
podium.
Oh, wow. Wonder, all those Delia Smith books paid off in the end.
How about that on the final podium? Yeah, and you're absolutely right, in the puttanesca as well, which I'd not heard of before, I must admit.
Mm. Thank you very much indeed, Richard. Now then, James.
Hello.
James, we need a low score from you.
Yes.
It's between you and Alex. Take a look at Alex. There he is. Yes.
Actually, looks quite nice and friendly. It made me feel calm.
Oh, good.
The thing is, I got a wild card in my head. I don't know if I dare say it. If I get it wrong and it's not on the board, me and Joel are going home. I've let Joel's family down.
To be fair, he's letting them down already, so.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No, it's true. Okay. I've been told that if you put chocolate in spaghetti bolognese, it plumps it up. Plumps up the beef.
Wow.
That's what I heard. No, I can't say that. If I say that and it's wrong, I'm going to look like such an idiot that I said chocolate.
Say it.
Certainly, listen, no pressure. This is certainly a test of what sort of man you are, the next word that comes out of your mouth.
Chocolate. Oh, no! I'm saying, no. Yes, I'm saying chocolate. We're going home, Joel.
OK. James is saying chocolate. OK, chocolate.
That's broken.
Yeah, he's a...
Chocolate. It's on the board.
I'm just going to hold it for the rest of the show.
You hold that. OK, chocolate, let's put this to the test. You are joint high scorer, James, so there's no red line for you. Let's see how many of our 100 people said chocolate. No!
No regrets.
Pasta.
Not
chocolate. 100 points takes your total up to 200.
Ah, what were you thinking?
All guns blazing.
There you are. Now, Alex, we come to you. Alex, you have to score 99 or less to stay in the game.
Is there anything to be gained for me taking a risk here? This is the sort of thought.
You really don't need to.
Unless kind of a man are you, though?
Well, all guns blazing.
Next words out your mouth. Wait. What kind of a man are you?
Okay, well, we know what Izzy said. I'm going to say very similar.
Pasta.
Clam.
Oh! All guns blazing!
Okay, there is your red line coming in now. Clam, if you get below that red line, you are into the head-to-head. How many of our 100 people said clam? It's right! Very well done indeed. 7. Very good, Alex. Takes your total up to 107. You are in the head-to-head.
Well played, Alex Horne. That's nice to see, isn't it? Nice. Playing in the spirit of the game. Yeah, that's Vongole, the clam. Now, you're very good at cookery and all this.
Yeah, oh, yes.
What might you have gone for here, do you think?
There'd probably be some basil in there or somewhere. That would be
Basil would have scored you 19 points. Okay, tell you what would have been a good answer, a pointless answer, bay leaf.
Oh, bay leaf,
which is
of course,
in the bolognese and the mac and cheese, that's a pointless answer. Breadcrumbs in the mac and cheese, that's a pointless answer. Chives, which is in Gino De Campo's one that I can't pronounce, that
was
a pointless answer.
Someone's probably got some pine nuts in there, maybe?
Pine nuts, you say?
Maybe.
No.
No.
You don't put pine nuts in that, are you? It's like putting chocolate in it.
In an arrabbiata, you might have some.
Oh, you might do.
You might have some arrabbiata, yeah.
And the other two pointless answers, nutmeg in the mac and cheese and spinach, also in the Gino's one, which you pronounced so beautifully.
Arrabbiata.
Arrabbiata. Very well done if you got any of those pointless answers at home.
Thank you, Richard. So we are at the end of our second round. We have to say goodbye to one of our pairs, James and Joel. I'm afraid you are that pair. It's been wonderful having you on. Thank you for playing so much.
Been a pleasure.
Brilliant. James and Joel. Thank you. But for our two remaining pairs, it is now time for the head-to-head. Congratulations, Tom and Eddie, Alex and Izzy. You are now one step closer to the final and a chance to play for our jackpot, which currently stands at £2,500. There it is. This is the point where we decide who goes through to the final to play for that jackpot, and we do it by making you go head-to-head. But the big difference is you can now start conferring before you give your answers. You play as a pair, which is lovely. First pair to win two questions will be playing for that jackpot. Very, very best of luck to both pairs. Let's play the head-to-head. Here is your first question, and it concerns famous pet owners. Richard.
I'll show you five pictures now of famous people with their pets, but can you identify the people in these pictures, please?
OK, let's reveal our five famous pet owners, and here they come. We have got A. B. C. D. And E. There we are. Five famous pet owners. Tom and Ellie, you're the low scorer, so you'll go first.
Ooh. I liked how you said, can you identify the owner?
Owners.
Like, as if I'd look at that dog and go, oh, of course, that's Jeremy. The Labradoodle. So, what do we think? I think we should go for D. Okay, okay.
Okay.
We're going to go D, Salvador Dali.
D, Salvador Dali, say Tom and Ellie. Now then, Alex and Izzy, do you want to talk us through the board? Now you can. You can confer out loud.
Right. So is A a Obama?
It looks like it could be Obama.
So it goes, and then we've got Hilton.
Hilton.
C, I struggle with.
Me too.
E.
The dog's nearly as big as her. In fact, it looks like her trousers are the dog's legs.
She'd be more famous if that was the case. I think, weirdly, I know, I think E, I know E.
Do you know E?
I think I know E. That's Miley Cyrus. Or should we just guess who C is?
Is it
Thatcher? Is that Thatcher? Should we go with Miley?
Let's go with Miley
We're
Cyrus.
We're going to go with Miley Cyrus.
OK, Miley Cyrus. So we have Salvador Dali and we have Miley Cyrus. Tom and Ellie went for Salvador Dali for D. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said it. It is right. And down it goes for 29. Well done indeed. And Alex and Izzy have gone for Miley Cyrus for E. Let's see how many of our 100 people said Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus is right. And that takes you down to 35. Very well done indeed, Tom and Ellie. After one question, you are up 1-0.
A, you're quite right, was Barack Obama. Wouldn't have won you the point scores more than Salvador Dali. 38 for Barack Obama. B, you were right to avoid B. That is Paris Hilton was the biggest scorer, 51. And C, quite right, a young Margaret Thatcher, unbelievably.
No,
it is not a young Margaret Thatcher.
I totally believed you.
It is, for 10 points, Lauren Bacall. Lauren Bacall. Very well done if you said that at home.
Thank you very much indeed, Richard. Here comes your second question. Alex and Izzy, you have to win this one to stay in the game, so good luck. Our second question today is all about 2017 best-selling vinyl albums and singles. Richard.
Yeah, we're going to play you five clips now of artists who've had one of these best-selling albums or singles. Can you tell us who one of these artists is, please?
Thank you very much indeed. Let's listen to our five clips, and here they come. We have got A. Money, get away. Get a good job with more pay, and you're okay. Money, it's a gas. Here's B. Here's C. Here's D. And here is E. I'm in love with your body. I'm in love with your body. I'm in love with your body. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. Okay, there we are. Now, we come to you, Alex and Izzy. You go first.
Our first thought was Thatcher was E. Pretty sure. No, we think we're going to go number three.
Africa.
The song Africa by Toto.
Toto.
OK, we're going to go for Toto. Alex and Izzy are saying Toto for C. Now, Tom and Ellie, talk us through the others.
Well, we only know E, which is Ed Sheeran.
And that's what we were going to say, Ed Sheeran. OK, so we have Toto versus Ed Sheeran. Alex and Izzy have gone for Toto. Let's see how many of our 100 people said Toto. Toto's right. Down he goes to 30. Very good indeed. Now, Tom and Ellie have gone for Ed Sheeran. Let's see how many of our 100 people said that for E, Ed Sheeran. It is Ed Sheeran. Ooh, it's close. And it wins! Ed Sheeran, very well done. 18 for Ed Sheeran. And that means Tom and Ellie, very well done indeed. After only two questions, you're straight through to the final 2-0.
Right, that isn't right. We would have gone with the other. We would have gone with your
totally.
One.
Totally.
Shall we take a little listen to the other answers? A was...
Oh, Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
Exactly
35 for Pink Floyd. B.
Oh, it's Arcade Fire.
Arcade Fire is the answer, yeah. And it's a pointless answer as well. Very well done if you said that. And D.
Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac. And that would have scored you 12 points.
There we are. Thank you very much indeed, Richard. And a pair leaving us at the end of the head-to-head round. Alex and Izzy, I'm afraid it's you. But, I mean, nothing wrong with anything you've done so far. You've been amazing. Lovely correct answers. Very strong performance right the way across. Been wonderful having you on. Thank you so much for playing. Alex and Izzy. But for Tom and Ellie, it is now time for our Pointless Final. Congratulations, Tom and Ellie. You have seen off all the competition and you have won our coveted Pointless Trophy.
Trophies. What's it made of, out of interest?
Glass.
Oh,
yeah.
What kind?
Yeah, heavy lead crystal.
Oh, yeah. That I'd like.
You now have a chance to win our Pointless Jackpot for your charities. And at the end of today's show, the jackpot is standing at £2,500. There we are. Very well done. You've played so well, and, you know, what a cavalcade it's been. What would you like to see come up in this last round?
Just sort of really easy stuff, please. That would be good.
Yeah.
Nothing about geography for me.
Don't tell them that.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to see more ingredients from pasta dishes.
Yeah, we were good at that one,
yeah,
weren't we?
I like that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
OK, well, we'll see what today's selection looks like. We have four on the board. You choose one of these. Jazz albums.
Ew.
Cinema Saints and Sinners. Rugby Union Grand Slams. Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Well,
I mean, I don't mean to live up to a stereotype, but there's one. And I'm not saying I don't like a beefy rugby player, but...
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? But Andrew will be my choice.
I mean, I'm between Andy and Cinema Saints and Sinners, so let's go Andy.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We're going to go with Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber.
There we are, Rich.
OK, very best of luck. Three very different categories here. Take your answers from any of these. You might want to specialise in one of them or take them from all three if you want. We are looking for any London theatre currently owned by Andrew Lloyd Webber. We are looking for any lyricist he has collaborated with on any of his musicals, please. Or any show composed by him which has been nominated for a Tony or Olivier Award in any category. So, London theatres owned by him, lyricists he has collaborated with, or shows composed by him, nominated for Tony or Olivier Awards.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, remember, you don't have to answer all three of those categories. Just focus on whichever category or categories you like the look of. You've got a minute to come up with three answers. Just one pointless answer needed to win that jackpot for your charities, which would be nice. So, let's put a minute up on the board. There it is. Your time starts now.
Lyricist, Tim Rice.
Yeah. London theatres owned by him.
I don't know any.
Shows composed by him, nominated.
I don't know definitely any theatres owned by him. No. I wouldn't be able to say for sure. Tim Rice is definitely a lyricist he's worked
with. The Other Palace. Palace is one of his.
Was it The Other Palace?
The Other Palace. I'm sure it's because it's the Palace Theatre and it's The Other Palace.
Fine.
The Other Palace.
And then shows composed for him, nominated for Tony or Olivier. So what's been really successful? Cats.
Yeah, Cats, Evita, Phantom.
Phantom's got to be in there.
Yeah.
So,
Aspects of Love, something like that.
I reckon Phantom, Tim Rice, and The Other Palace.
But lyricists, you'd have, like, Tim Rice is quite a popular one. So I think it would be like.
But do we need to go for an obscure one?
Yes.
Oh,
so,
I don't
that's
know.
What I mean. So Tim Rice.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Tim.
Elton John?
Yeah.
That is your minute up. That is your minute up. So let's have your three answers.
OK.
For theatre...
The Other Palace.
The Other Palace.
Shows composed for him by nominated... Phantom of the Opera.
I would say Evita.
Evita.
OK, you're going to go for Evita?
Yeah.
And finally, for an answer.
OK, let's just go for another show then.
Aspects of Love.
Yeah,
Aspects of Love. OK, Aspects of Love. Of those three answers, which is your best shot at a pointless answer?
What?
What's your best shot at a pointless answer of those three, do you think?
Aspects of Love.
OK, Aspects of Love. We'll put last, least likely to be pointless.
Evita.
Yeah. Evita, and we'll put The Other Palace in the middle. OK, well, let's put those answers up on the board in that order then, and here they are. We have got Evita, The Other Palace, and Aspects of Love. Very, very best of luck. Three good answers on the board. Now, if one of these turns out to be pointless and wins you that jackpot, which charities are you playing for?
I am playing for EDS UK.
Excellent. And Tom?
I am doing this for St Christopher's Hospice in South London.
Very good indeed. Two wonderful charities there. Three wonderful answers on the board. Let's hope one of these answers is pointless and wins that money for your charities. Your first answer is Evita. In this case, we were looking for any of his musicals that was nominated for a Tony or an Olivier. Evita, if it is pointless, wins £2,500 for your charities. Let's find out how many people said Evita. Evita's right. Just has to be pointless now, and your charities will be the richer by £2,500. Down goes Evita, through the 20s, into the teens. In, ooh, 12.
Not bad, though.
That's not bad. It's a good score. It's not pointless, though, so let's move on to your second answer, The Other Palace. In this category, we were looking for any theatre owned by Andrew Lloyd Webber. You've gone for The Other Palace. If it is pointless, your charities win £2,500. Let's see how many of our 100 people said The Other Palace. It's right. Now, Evita took us all the way down to 12. The Other Palace is taking us down through the 20s, into the teens. Are we in single figures? Yes, we are. Down we go. Still going down with The Other Palace. We're going down. You have done it. Very well done, lady.
Oh, wow.
Brilliant. Well done. Congratulations, The Other Palace was a pointless answer, which means you go home with that jackpot of £2,500 for your charities. Very well done, indeed.
Thank you.
Very, very well played, Ellie and Thomas. A terrific answer. Yeah, listen, it's been an unusual show. It's been a lot of fun. And it's a lovely way to finish it as well. Congratulations. Aspects of Love, your other answer, would have scored you 1 point.
Oh, imagine. Ooh,
so imagine indeed. Let's take a look, shall we, at the different pointless answers and the different categories. There's only 2 pointless theatres, so you did very well to get The Other Palace. It's The Other Palace and the New London Theatre with the 2 pointless answers there. London Palladium, the biggest scorer. Now, the lyricist he's collaborated with, you could have had any of the following. You could have had Alan Ayckbourn, who did By Jeeves, Charles Hart, who did Aspects of Love and Phantom, Glenn Slater, who did School of Rock, Love Never Dies, Jim Steinman, Whistle Down the Wind. You could have had Christopher Hampton and David Zippel as well. Yeah. All of those were pointless answers. Well, I don't know if you said any of those. And shows composed by him that were nominated for Olivier Awards or Tony Awards. You could have said By Jeeves, Love Never Dies, School of Rock, Whistle Down the Wind, Song and Dance and The Beautiful Game. All of those are pointless answers. Very well done if you said any of those. Thank you so much for entertaining us so richly. Congratulations on your win.
Thank you very much indeed, Richard. And thanks once again to Tom and Ellie. It's been wonderful having you here. And you're taking away our jackpot of £2,500 for your charities. Brilliant. Tom and Ellie. Join us next time when we'll be putting more obscure knowledge to the test on Pointless. Meanwhile, it's goodbye from Richard.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye.